Music fans these days have very little chance to collect anything anymore. Downloads or streaming has become the norm rather than a physical record, cassette or even a CD. Online blogs have replaced magazines and fanzines, and even tickets are becoming extinct as barcodes on a sheet of paper usually gets you into a gig these days. But some people aren't quite prepared to let the good old days go just yet. One of those is Dubliner Barry Lennon, who runs a new club night in Whelan's in Dublin. It's called the Seven Quarters Club. He might be on the line now. Barry, how are you?
How you doing, Dave? Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, very welcome. Now, we're having you on the show for what? First of all, you're no stranger to the music industry, right?
No, I was involved in one of the founding members of the Richter Collective, an Irish independent label, and I've been involved in various clubs and collectives over the years as well, and I play in my own band, Hands Up Who Wants to Die, as well.
Hands Up Who Wants to Die. By the way, when you say the Richter Collective, you say the influential Richter Collective. Anyway, what exactly is the Seven Quarters Club, Barry?
Well, the Seven Quarters Club is a club that happens in Whelan's four times a year, and at each club I release a physical release on a 7-inch vinyl featuring two unreleased tracks by two different artists that play tonight as well, and it's limited to 150 copies that are available to the first 150 people in the door.
So you manufacture a 7-inch or 12-inch, whatever it is, record?
Yeah, it's a 7-inch vinyl, so it features two unreleased tracks by two different artists, and on a side A and a side B, and both of the artists play the club, playing full sets as well on the night.
And this isn't exactly a new idea. I mean, it was something you did before in your Richter days, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, before we did it, at a short time, we did a thing called the Richter Singles Club, which, ironically enough, we were both single at the time, me and Mick, that ran the label, so could have been interpreted as two different things, but what we did was we released some different releases from artists that weren't always on the label. So we did a tape release, a 7-inch release, maybe a CD release. So we worked with different artists, including Messiah J and The Expert, who we were lucky enough to do their actually last ever release as part of one of them nights. So it was kind of something that I wanted to resurge that wasn't necessarily taking on all the stuff work that's involved in a label, where you're working with an artist for a longer duration of maybe 6 months to a year to 2 years, where I could work with artists that I really wanted to highlight and promote.
Well, then why a 7-inch vinyl? Why that exactly?
Well, I guess just vinyl for me is just really important. So I just thought it's just such a nice format to bring a single out, because I think CDs are quite disposable in my eyes, and I just think vinyl is just it's a great product to have and look at and feel. It's a great artifact of a time and a place as well, so I thought it was important to do it on vinyl, because for me vinyl is quite important as a format, and I think there's a massive resurgence as well of people seeing the value in vinyl as a format for music.
But the 150 people who you hand it out to, who come through the door and receive a free copy of the vinyl record, are they of the age group that would actually want that? I mean, are they going along to just make sure that they know on this night we're going to get the vinyl as well? Because I would have thought you are talking to a download, streaming, not physical record, cassette or even CD type audience.
Well, I guess it's kind of in the mindset of kind of getting that is more. Like, if you're handing out a digital download or a USB key or a CD, it's quite more you'll look at the end of the night and you'll see a pile of them by the bar. Whereas at the end of the night, when we're kind of closing up the venue where the gig's finished, there's not one copy in sight. There's usually a panic of people when the doors open at 8 o'clock. There's always 9 or 10, maybe more, hardcore people that are there. Like, we have to get that vinyl. And even on some of the nights, people were arriving during the day to see if they could buy them from the box office in advance. So there has definitely been that kind of thing of going, we want this artifact, we want to have this piece.
And I presume you're not doing the whole thing from beginning to end. I mean, the bands are involved in the production and mixing and all that, are they?
Oh yeah, it's entirely, I'm leaving like the production process. I'm asking the bands to give me the song, because I didn't want to put the limitations of going, oh, I'm this producer that's going to work on it, this the master and engineer, and I know from a musician myself, of putting them limitations, it would probably turn you off. Whereas sometimes when you look at things that do things like this, it's the idea is that when you pick up the vinyl, turn it over, all the people involved in each of them songs are accredited, from the band to the master to the producer.
And you just sign really a licensing agreement, I suppose, do you?
Yeah, it's a licensing agreement for one song, and if the artists are on other labels, I am putting their label logos on the vinyl as well, as a nod of solidarity, so people can kind of go, geez, this band's real good, I want to find out how I find out more about this band, or I like, you know, maybe they'll find out more about the other artists on that label as well.
Okay, I presume
the community around.
I presume there's no money to be made.
No, it basically is kind of, it's funding each one as it goes along. You know, it's kind of a project passion to keep, you know, to highlight different musicians in Ireland that I feel don't get sometimes the attention they deserve, and to work with people that I'm very passionate about myself, to get, either to go to their gigs as a punter in the audience.
And I presume, like, I mean, you mentioned logos on the vinyl. Like, one of the most important things about what you're doing here, like, in terms of just having this kind of tactile thing, it, like, how about the actual sort of packaging? I mean, is there a proper sleeve on the 7-inch vinyl?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Actually, each sleeve is different. There's a kind of somewhat a template for the artwork, and I work with a designer. I worked with a brilliant designer called Craig Potter, and who plays in a band called Bats as well. He worked a lot on the stuff we did with Richter. So for each club night, we're doing specifically tailored artwork for that. So there's a different design for each of the nights, whereas if you put the vinyls along side by side, you'd notice that they're somewhat from the same club. But we made it sure to keep it fresh and reinvigorate the artwork for each night as well. So everyone's tailor-made, each of the vinyls, and then it's just a black and white label vinyl, but the covers are full colour.
All right. And are you the final arbiter of taste person? In other words, do you decide on the acts that will be featured?
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of
that was a quick answer. Yeah. There's no discussion here, folks.
It's pure dictatorship, you know.
It's Barry's way or the highway.
Yeah, so it was kind of a mixed artist that I had in mind, and I've got to work with everyone. And we have our next club on September the 13th in Whelans with Twin Cranes and Halves. And then later in the year, around December 19th, we'll wrap it up for the year with a Christmas party.
And have bands been getting in touch with you to get involved in these kind of nights, with the big attraction, or part of the attraction, is the vinyl give out?
Yeah, since the first one, there's been a massive influx of Facebook messages, emails, phone calls, texts, every medium of communication of people asking to be involved in the project. So it's initially I went in with specific bands in mind that I wanted to work with, and I've been luckily enough to work with all them artists.
Right.
So I guess now there's a massive wealth of people that want to be involved in the project. So I'd be kind of, I'm starting to think about plans for next year. So I'd be kind of looking at that now.
And who's been in the series so far? What kind of names?
The first one was Katie Kim and Jennifer Evans.
Right.
So that was a really nice one, because I'd never actually worked with two female musicians before.
Yeah.
In my mind, are probably two of the best female musicians.
Okay, he's very cool. Yeah. Yeah.
And then for the second one, I worked with Patrick Keller and Magic Pockets.
Right.
Magic Pockets is the synth player in a band called No Spill Blood.
Yeah.
And then for this next one, I'm now working with
Twin Cranes and Halves. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
so
then the December one's yet to be revealed.
Okay, so it's fairly obvious what the attraction of the band might be: the chance to play a gig to an audience, chance to get a song on vinyl. What's the attraction exactly for you?
I guess for me, the attraction is really getting to work with loads of artists that not necessarily working in the capacity of running a label, where you have to engage with an artist and try to develop them if you're running the label properly for a long duration. So it gives me the option of working with artists that I really love and feel passionate about and want to give exposure to and create this piece of art artifact for them.
Fair play to you, Barry. Good man. It's the Seven Quarters Club. If people want to check it out and look at it, where do they go in terms of .ie?
We're on Facebook. We have no website at the moment.
Right.
It's at Seven Quarters on Twitter, and then it's Seven Quarters on Facebook. So there's a Facebook page and there's a Twitter account, which all the information will be updated on.
Well, Barry Lennon, listen, good man yourself, Barry. Fair play to you, and good luck with your endeavour.
Thanks very
much
for having me, Dave.
All right, good luck. Take it easy.
Down to the next club.
All right, good man, Barry. Thanks a million. Fair play to you.
Take care. Cheers. Bye.